This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, July 19th. Faith, confessing Jesus is Lord. Our reading comes from Philippians chapter 2. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from His love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and one of mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves. Not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. In your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Our pastor talked about feeling the weight of ministering in our time. Political issues, social unrest, justice concerns, COVID-19, congregational needs, all these and more had become heavy to the point of being overwhelming. She spoke as a pastor, but it isn't only pastors and church leaders who know the struggle with matters that are too big for us, is it? In a sermon, she told us about the powerful impact of a three-word sentence that a church leader used at the end of his emails. Before he signed his name, he would write, "Jesus is Lord." Our pastor experienced power and encouragement from this simple little sentence. Why? Because Jesus the Lord is the one who loves us so much that he willingly became a servant, surrendering the glory of equality with God. And more, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross, for our sake. And even more, Jesus rose from the dead and ascended to rule in heaven. He is the risen, exalted, reigning Christ, the Lord to whom all authority and power in heaven and on earth have been given. He is our risen, living, ascended, reigning Lord. And if you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Pray with me. Thank you, Jesus, for being the Savior and Lord we need, powerful and strong, gentle and loving. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.